Now, holiday season has kicked off for some and the number of people going abroad will peak from late June until August. At the same time, potential burglars will endeavour to capitalise on the increase in empty homes, of course, during this time. And I'm now joined with Barry Aldward from AA Ireland to give us some secure home security tips for the holiday period. He'll also provide some recent stats following AA's recent survey on the issue. Good morning, Barry, and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And yourself, by the way?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, first of all, Barry, let's talk about the home's spare key. Like, for example, AA survey found that less than a quarter of homeowners plan on changing where they keep their spare key.
Yeah, so this is something kind of, again, most people are, after getting more sensible when it comes to where they hide their spare key, and that may be why some people aren't going to change it, that they're kind of looking at the current hiding location, if you want to call it that, and they're quite satisfied that it's reasonably secure. But bear in mind, you are going to be away from your property potentially for a week longer, so it's no harm, and something we would certainly encourage people to do. If you do keep a spare key outside your property, just make sure that it is in a safe location. Don't leave it somewhere obvious, so the classic ones of under a doormat or in a flower pot by the window or by the main door, you want to avoid those. No harm to move it where it's somewhere more discreet, or if there's a neighbour that you can kind of trust and rely on, no harm to ask them to just take the spare key in for the time that you're away, and that way, ultimately, if they need access to your house for any reason where there's a fire or a break-in or anything like that and they need to get Gardaí into your home, they'll have the key with them to do so. So it's a good idea, just even if you're not willing or comfortable to leave it with a neighbour, certainly we would encourage people, no harm to make sure where you are keeping the spare key is in a safe location. And if you've kept it in the same spot for a while, so you've always kept it wherever you choose to keep your spare key, no harm, I think, to move it and just introduce a bit of variety into that routine.
Okay, quite frankly, if going on holiday, I'd never leave a spare key anywhere unattended. I'd prefer, although, you know, I'm superstitious, I'm paranoid, I'd rather leave it with a trusted relative or friend. But when asking a trusted neighbour, family or friend to check on your home during a holiday, how far should you go? I mean, should they physically enter the home and check all windows and doors internally, externally, every so number of days?
Again, that's probably going to depend on your relationship with the person. If it's ultimately someone that you're comfortable with the idea of them being in your home, you can certainly ask them to pop in and do, you know, a bit of check around the property. But I think the best thing to do is to do that kind of work yourself before you leave. Check all the doors and windows are locked up and secure. You know, double check them so that you know you haven't missed any possible point of entry. And then when you hand over the spare key to your neighbour, when you're asking them to check on the property, their role really should just be make sure they contact Gardaí if anything goes wrong, or an important one, if you're expecting any post or packages to be delivered while you're away, just ask that neighbour to take those letters or parcel into their own property and keep them until you come back, because again, that's something that can ultimately act as a tip-off to potential burglars that a house is empty if they see letters kind of building up on the doorstep.
Yes, okay. Tell us about your views on social media, posting holiday plans, for example, Mr. X at Dublin Airport en route to Lanzarote, and also, you know, posting photos during the holiday itself.
Yeah, it's something which I think people are becoming more mindful of. So we were all probably guilty of it when social media first became a thing of posting our holiday plans, and definitely we saw an increase in homeowners coming back to us and reporting incidents of burglary, and kind of it came out when discussing it with them further that they had advertised blatantly on social media that the house was empty. More people are becoming aware of that risk, and I think even when we looked at this, we asked people, would they take the step of avoiding discussing their holiday on social media while they're away? And almost 70%, just under 68%, said that they would be doing that, that they'd refuse or just simply wouldn't mention their holiday on social media. And it's no harm, not only if you are in that 30% who feel you will still mention it on social media, no harm to just question if that's a good decision, but also it's worth having a chat with any children that you're bringing with you, for example, on a family holiday. Just be mindful of what they're posting on their social media as well.
What advice would you give to those who already have an alarm fitted to their home prior to the holiday?
Yeah, so if you have an alarm in place, you're kind of doing better than quite a lot, but it's no harm just to double check that the alarm is fully functional. and have an idea of who's going to respond if the alarm goes off. So if the monitored alarm, for example, you know the company that you are paying to monitor that alarm, they're going to be the ones to alert Gardaí. But if it's just a standard alarm and it's not monitored, again, whether it's that neighbour you're trusting with your spare key or another friend who lives nearby, anything like that, you want to ask someone to be the person who's going to contact Gardaí if the alarm starts to go off, or as can be the case with some older alarms where they can be quite fickle and go off without any risk of intrusion. No harm that you have someone appointed who's going to at least give a check of the property before they contact Gardaí to see, okay, is this a false alarm or is there something going on?
Yes. Do many people have a timer on their lights at home, to give the impression that the house is occupied?
It's something which used to be quite popular, I think, but it's kind of gone away now. Maybe the idea of a physical timer has become less popular because you obviously have a range of different apps now available, and depending on who your provider is, you may have an option through your phone to switch lights on and off, that kind of thing. But it is something which I think is worth being mindful of. So whether you install a timer or not, no harm to, again, it can be that trusted neighbour popping in, flicking on a few lights, or just leaving a few lights on before you go. Obviously, there's a bit of an electricity bill problem there. But if you're not comfortable with the idea of a timer, just try and figure out some ways of making it appear that the property is occupied. So it could be even simpler things like asking the neighbour, look, on one or two evenings while I'm away, would you mind parking your car in my driveway just for a couple of hours so it looks like someone's coming in to and from the property?
What about post? Should arrangements be made with close neighbour or friend to have them collected? And also, for those who don't put up the notes on their doors, no junk mail, maybe it's a good time when going on holiday to put that up. Because, even after 5 days, if you look through the window or the letterbox, you can see a whole load of junk on the floor.
Absolutely. That is something that we would definitely encourage people to be mindful of. So, for example, whether you choose to try to stop yourself receiving junk mail or not, that's your decision. But you want to be mindful of how that will build up while you're away. So if it's a case of you don't have a letterbox and things are just going to be left at your door, definitely ask a neighbour to physically take them in, whether they put them into your own home or take them into their home and keep them until you come back. You ultimately don't want to leave these items build up at your door. If it's a case where you can kind of easily see through a window or the door and you can see on the floor, for example, the accumulation of letters, probably beneficial and worthwhile to ask the neighbour who's holding on to your spare key to just call in, maybe once, twice would do while you're away, and just tidy those letters away and put them somewhere else for you. Because again, unfortunately, when it comes to home break-ins, these people and people who will carry it out, it's almost what they do for a living. So if there is any chance of them receiving a bit of a tip or knowing a way of finding out if you're home or not, they will find a way. So it's just about doing everything you can to help reduce that risk.
Yes, it's kind of like a temptation or saying, hi, I'm not at home. Come on in and take what you want. But let's say somebody is taking a taxi to the airport, leaving their car in the driveway. What would you recommend they should do in relation to the car keys? Where should they leave them or should they bring them?
So again, that's, I think the best case is to probably not worth bringing them with you, because again, if you lose them while you're abroad, it's much more hassle to replace them when you get back home, and you might want that car immediately when you get home. But certainly one of the things we would advise people, and this I think is advice worth following irrespective of the holiday season, it's a good idea to follow this even just during the course of your day-to-day life. A lot of people will leave their keys on a hook or maybe a table that they keep near the front door. And again, quite often what you'll see is a case of glass being smashed or broken in some way and someone simply reaching through and they make off with your car keys. So ultimately, while you're away, and again, even when you're just at home, for example, you make it home from work this evening, it's best to keep those car keys somewhere a bit more discreet. Imagine, if I was robbed tomorrow, if I was robbed overnight, for example, would someone be able to find these keys easily? And the answer you always want to be able to give that question is no. And if you're leaving them sitting right next to the door, it's, again, it kind of falls into that almost advertising to a would-be burglar of, oh, I have a nice car there in the driveway, why don't you have a spin on it?
Yeah, of course. Do many now arrange for a house sitter for when they are on the holiday?
No, it's something we did ask people, but surprisingly few people are opting for that. I think most people, again, probably choosing just for a neighbour or friend to keep an eye on the property occasionally. But I think what we found with our own survey, less than 1 in 10, quite significantly less than 1 in 10, are going to have a house sitter in place. And ultimately, I think that's probably unsurprising. I think when you look at what people typically spend on a holiday, people are mindful of that and don't want to unnecessarily add to that expense and may see a house sitter as an unnecessary expense. And you probably can get just as good a result ultimately by having that neighbour or friend just keep an occasional eye on the property.
Right, okay. Barry, what's your view on having house contents insurance, even for those renting? I mean, cover for contents only and specified items for all risks, such as jewelleries, laptops, etc., can be obtained. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so even if you're renting, you can get a contents only policy, so just to cover the items that you have with you. And again, it's something that I think not a lot of renters are aware of, or maybe not a lot of renters choose to do. Or one of the things we regularly hear, because again, I suppose the answer I'm going to give you here is it's definitely worthwhile having, but the response to that would probably be, well, you guys sell it, so of course you're going to say that. But a lot of people will think that their landlord's insurance, if they are renting, that, you know, oh, surely the landlord's insurance will cover any items that I have in the home. And that's not the case. The landlord's insurance will cover the physical property in the event of a fire or a break-in. It'll cover any items belonging to the landlord, but anything belonging to the person renting the home won't be covered. So if you are in a stage where you're renting but you do have some higher value items in the home, that maybe you brought your own TV into the property, or you're keeping jewellery or valuable items of that nature in the home that you're renting, certainly something you should look at. So home contents insurance, it is available to people. You don't physically have to own the home. You can insure just select contents as well.
Okay, right, so we leave it at that, Barry, and thanks again for joining us today. I know you're off in a hurry, in fact, and all the best to you. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. All the best. Now, that was Barry Aldward from AA Ireland. He was talking about home security tips ahead of the holiday season this year.